We're entering the long winter season here in northern Minnesota. Here in Hibbing, folks know one of the trickiest places to drive is the Mitchell Bridge, connecting Hibbing to neighboring Chisholm. High winds, slick roads. Most folks who live here are a little wary of it in the wintertime. So here's a song telling the story of that bridge from Katie and the All Seasons.
Chopping frost off my rusty Chevrolet. And when I was done, I stomped some snow off of my feet. And my man, he hollered out the back door, hey, what's to eat? And then I said I got some coupons for pizza on the East Ridge. That means we have to drive across the I.C. Mitchell Bridge. Oh, I said to my man, if we go, you best give me the keys. Oh, after all, you are the one that gets DUIs with rockable. To cook anyhow. Seems like oh, nothing ever good comes to none on the East Range. But that won't keep us from crossing the icy Mitchell Bridge. My man said he recollected when he last crossed the Mitchell Bridge. Across the icy Mitchell Bridge. I said to my man, what has happened to your appetite? Oh, I'm up for a challenge and I could use a bite. He said, okay, but if you ditch, you're gonna have to pay. So we took a drive for our dinner on that particular day. Oh, we merged onto 169, it seemed like child's play. Until we spun a full 360 on that icy Mitchell Bridge. A year's come and gone since we ran for the pizza dough. Anything. You know we don't have to go to the old East Ridge. Oh, it better be to not drive across the icy Mitchell Bridge.
It's Katie Howe, Katie and the All Seasons. You got to stay safe on that icy Mitchell Bridge. You know, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown, and we are broadcasting live from Hibbing High School, the Hibbing High School Auditorium on the Iron Range. Can I tell you a secret, though? I got a secret. I've always really wanted to host a New Year's Eve show, a live one. I've really wanted to do it. And I think it has a lot to do with how I typically spend New Year's Eve, which is, of course, in my home watching television. It's aspirational. You know, all those years, Dick Clark performed a valuable community service. He brought the energy and excitement of New York's Times Square into a home audience, sparing them the unseen groping and public urination that the people who are there actually get to experience. And you know, his dream lives on today in the dead shark-like eyes of Ryan Seacrest. Here in northern Minnesota, New Year's Eve has a few extra things going for it. It's fraught, dare I say it, with danger. Never mind that late-night revelers often make poor choices behind the wheel of a car. Even if they're sober, they have to navigate roads as slick as a hockey rink with the ever-present threat of a blizzard. Why on earth would we celebrate new beginnings this time of year? Well, I tell you, it has something to do with Julius Caesar. He thought that's when we should do it. January was when the two consuls of the old Roman Republic would take office, and so the Julian calendar starts in January. But you know, Rome features an entirely different climate than us here. Here in the Sack-Zim peat bog, things are a little different. Have some grapes, Gaius Marius. You know, let the Mediterranean air swell up in that toga there, Mark Antony. You know, why not? If you're in Rome, that makes a lot of sense. But in northern Minnesota, you're lucky to survive the night. You know, that's not a shrimp cocktail. That's probably just a bunch of fingers that fell off some people's hands. You know, there's a reason that nobody wears a strapless dress on the ice planet of Hoth. And the tux rental places never seem to have formal parkas. Now, champagne freezes at 20 degrees, whiskey freezes at 27 below, which are facts that you need to know. And drunks who can't walk nevertheless intuit how to dig a Quincy shelter into the side of a snowbank. Every New Year, you know, people make resolutions. You ever make a resolution on New Year's Eve? It's an old tradition dating back to the creation of carbs. Long time ago. Nevertheless, it seems to me it's the worst time to make a resolution is midnight on a holiday known for barf-soaked evening gowns. Yeah, you'll say anything when you've just eaten a cubic foot of dill Havarti cheese and enough sausage to alter your heart rate. You know, it's easy to quit smoking when your hands are too frozen to grip your Pall Malls, you know? Reading more important works of literature sounds great when you're too drunk to read the number for the cab company on your smartphone. You know, one of these deals. So, even if you remember these goals, the chances of you including it on a long list of regrets is pretty high. But we still do it, though. We make resolutions again on New Year's Eve. Perhaps we just enjoy the way winter gives us time to think. A cold night on the precipice of a new year opens the mind like the pores on your skin after a hot sauna. Still, I always lament the fact that my television celebrates New Year's Eve at the wrong time, which is 11 p.m. Central Time, because they celebrate East Coast New Year's on TV. Nobody pays attention to Central Standard. Chicago, Houston, Minneapolis, these are the kind of cities that you would find on Amazon Prime. You know, good, but free with membership, you know. Not worthy of live recognition at midnight. When I was growing up, one of the television stations in Duluth would hold a special New Year's Eve live show after Dick Clark signed off, and it was great. And by great, I mean it was really awful. It was really terrible. You know, awkward, hyper-local bands playing songs in between stilted interviews and attempts at humor. The crowd was populated by nervous social drinkers afraid of cameras. The host didn't get paid enough to dress up, so they bought off the sales rack at JCPenney, and I just realized I've recreated the experience for all of you tonight. Welcome to the Great Northern Radio Show. Dreams do come true. So tonight our New Year's show will recognize the true midnight of the Iron Range, ringing in the new year all the way down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. Here's Katie Haug and the All Seasons.